All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can always get a hold of us. Toss out to our listeners and maybe help you in whatever you're dealing with. Diving into the DMs here with Greta.
She reached out. She said, my situation may sound a little funny, but once you hear it, I hope you'll understand why I reached out.
Okay.
Got a problem. My boyfriend finally asked me to marry him over Christmas. I'm really happy.
Okay.
That's not the problem.
All right.
Here's what happened. Ever since the proposal, he has started passing gas in front of me. Like, all of a sudden, since we're going to be married, it's okay now.
Uh-huh.
He never used to do it before, and I'm really not cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I hoped we would never do in front of each other. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think it's a kind of a thing that can take the romance out of the situation really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get him to stop? Or once he starts it, is it just something I have to live with? I'm not a prude. I'm just not a huge fan of that bodily function. Thank you for resisting the sound effects just to further enhance the story. I'm really surprised.
Look, I'm mature, no matter what you may think.
No, you're not.
So the fart gates have opened.
Yes.
Yeah. Got it. Is just asking him to not do it in front of her too much?
I feel like that should be a simple thing that maybe he could go ahead and try to be aware of. And he's like, I'm sorry, you're contemplating not marrying this fellow because of farts? Farts are funny. Everybody does it.
I don't think she's saying she's
not going to marry him.
I don't think this is a deal breaker for her, but I think this is one of his masks that he has now uncovered.
Exactly.
After she said yes.
He's like, you know what? I nailed her down. It's all good now. I can start being the real me.
Ah.
Smells and all.
Yep. You know, that's what it is. In sickness and in health, in good smells and bad smells.
Bethany's like, start blasting the pants cannon in front of him, and when he gets grossed out, turn the tables and be like, see, it's nasty.
You don't do that in front of your husband, right?
No.
But he does it in front of you.
Oh, well, the kids mostly. It's a competition.
Okay.
They reward each other, like give each other high fives, like, oh, that was a good one.
But the
spouses, yeah, we don't like on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a big deal though for that. We laugh about it.
Yeah.
It's funny. I mean, they are funny.
You know, it's not a huge deal in my household either. So
yeah.
I guess I like the suggestion of maybe, you know, turnabout's fair play sort of thing where.
Sure. Yeah, maybe launch a little fart war? Is that what we're saying?
Oh, my gosh. Is that something that you can just do on command? Like, if you don't typically... How do I say this without sounding weird? If you're not a loud passive gasser...
If you're more of like a silent but deadly...
Yeah, a little silent but deadly sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Can you just turn it into being loud?
I don't think so.
Is that a skill?
I feel like that's just something that hits you. I don't know if anybody can do that on demand. Aubrey's grossed out. She's like, listen, girls don't fart, period. She's magical.
Okay, well, great. I don't know. I don't know how you get rid of that gas that comes out of your body somehow, either in the form of a belch or a fart. I don't know.
Yeah, either way, I think it's, you know, the bottom line is this is a sign that he's comfortable with you, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I get it. That, you know, you can just say, hey... Can you try not to?
Yeah, Rebecca said, I told my partner when we first started dating not to fart in front of me. And that's something we still do not do. Simple communication.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah,
just
maybe.
Lay down the law.
Yeah, maybe just.
Like, hey, I noticed something. You're doing, you know, this kind of changed since we've been engaged. Would like to still not do that in front of each other.
Yeah, I don't even think you need to get that involved in it. And, like, the next time he does it, just be like, oh, you know, we're doing that now? Like, okay, all right, you know.
Because I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Greta, I know this does seem a little funny, yes, but...
It's a very minor hiccup.
Yeah.
In your happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, funny. Aubrey does continue to say, look, Granny used to say the honeymoon's over when they start farting in front of you. Yep.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll tell you, this... And this is one of those things where that is your person and they are going to see you at your best and at your worst.
Yeah.
And I mean, I will never forget, it was just like maybe a week or so before our wedding. And I was in the shower and I got violently sick in every way that you can be violently sick. So I am like naked, wet, and violently sick in every single way. And my husband to be had to come in, pick me up off the floor, had to, you know, get me to the, you know, urgent care, all that stuff. And that's not at all, at all how I ever wanted him to see me.
But hey, you know what?
That's your person does.
I was going to say, that's a good indicator of the type of person, you know, he or she is.
Yes.
If they can just kind of help you in a time of need. But this isn't a help in a time of need sort of situation.
It is like a whole, all right, so where are the romance boundaries? So just kind of say, hey, if we could not, if you could try not to, that'd be amazing.
All right. I don't think we need to go too much more in depth with this. I think this is good, right?
Let's go back to Greta being happy. She's engaged, getting married.
It's
a little thing. Just a little thing. I'm sure you can squash if you just bring it up to me.
I don't know if that was audio.
He's doing that. Check the diet.
All right. Hey, thank you.